Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident. Thank you so much for being here. And we are actually on episode 9 today. I don't know about you, but it seems like just yesterday I was recording the introductory episode, episode 1. I was interviewing my first guest, and here we are, just 4 weeks after launch. We're on episode 9. There's been such an incredible amount of support and love for the podcast. So I really wanted to take this opportunity before I actually start kind of chatting to just thank you so, so much for listening, for sharing, for tuning in, for all of the love and all of the support that you have shown me and the podcast Being Soul Confident. So just thank you. It just means the world. It's been such a joy for me to share this with you. It's been such a journey and a joy to record it, to bring it to life. So it means the world that you also are loving it, experiencing it in the way that it is meant to be. And just thank you. Thank you so much. And I wouldn't be sharing my appreciation at all in the right way if I didn't also thank the wonderful guests that I've had the opportunity to chat to, some of whom obviously you have also heard from in the episodes that have already been shared, and some of them that you will hear from in upcoming episodes. So thank you so much for listening, but also thank you so much for being a guest and sharing your time and your energy to talk with me about your experience, your journey in terms of soul. So let's get back to this episode. And I wanted to share in this episode the two things that soul will always ask of you. And it helps to remember that soul is always an expansive energy. So it's going to want to push you. It's going to want to encourage you to expand, to be really as fully and freely you as you can possibly be. And there are always, irrespective of, you know, all of the different journeys we have within life, there are always going to be two things that soul comes back to and keeps asking you to hold, to be, to do, to experience. And those two things are to experience joy and to be in joy, and to be courageous. So let's talk about joy first. Joy, when we really experience it, we hold that within us, and joy is an emotion. When we really connect into that, it's a really high vibrational, high frequency emotion. And joy is present irrespective of the circumstances that we might find ourselves within life. So we can be in that experience of joy, we can be in that emotion of joy, even in times of challenge. And yes, it can obviously be harder to really connect into that when we are experiencing challenge. But joy is essential from a soul perspective, because joy is the actual vibrational resonance of soul. And when we think of the highest vibrational resonance, sometimes we think of love as the highest vibrational resonance, and it is from a divine perspective. But if we think about soul as a desire to explore, a desire to expand, because it does, it wants to experience its fullness through the human experience, joy is its most intrinsic energy, because it expands with joy. It expands with the vibration of joy. So when you are recognizing joy within yourself, when you're allowing that state, that emotion, that presence of joy within yourself, you directly give soul the opportunity to expand within you, because it just simply resonates. And when you resonate with something, that resonance creates an emanation, a radiance, an expansion of energy. So you, being in joy, you experiencing joy, you holding that emotion of joy and really being able to connect in with it, to feel that emotion time and time and time again, that will directly relate to soul being able to expand through you, because it simply expands through the experience of joy in a much, much easier way than it expands in any other experience. So what is joyful to you? What enables you to be in that experience of joy? What really connects you in a way that allows joy to move through you and allows joy to be a state of being that you come back to time and time and time again? And if you can really allow yourself to be present with that feeling of joy, that emotion of joy, more often, you will naturally find that there starts to be a deeper alignment, a deeper connection, and a deeper awareness of that energy of soul, because it just will naturally expand within you, through you, as you are in that state of joy. Now, the other thing that it will ask you to do is to be courageous. And this is something that, you know, lots of people have challenges with. We often experience fear, and you know, it's not necessarily going to be something that goes away, because as we learn more, as we shift through life, as we come across different challenges, we're always going to meet an aspect of resistance and limitation within us. We're always going to meet those things that we have never done before. We're always going to come across experiences that we've never encountered before. We're always going to come across the unknown, and the unknown can often cause a reaction of fear from the subconscious mind. But courage is essential when we look at really allowing ourselves to be soul-led, when we really look at allowing ourselves to be fully soul-confident, so really leaning into that direction of soul, really following its guidance and taking the path, taking the step, taking the action that it's asking us to. Because soul is expansive, it wants to enable you to expand. So it is going to encourage you to reach past what is comfortable. And it's going to encourage you to stretch into the unknown, which means that you are going to have to be courageous. And the more courageous that we are, it doesn't necessarily negate the fear, the hesitation that happens when we experience and encounter something that we're not used to. But the more we can recognize that we are courageous, and the more we can understand that, you know, we can take the action irrespective of, you know, that hesitancy, that sense of fear, then the easier it is to continue to be courageous. And when we think about courage, we very often look at somebody else being courageous, and we don't recognize where we have been courageous ourselves. We don't always associate the small leaps as well as the big leaps, but very often we don't acknowledge the small steps that we have taken, the small leaps that we have taken as an act of courage. And a really simple example of this is when I started to do my cold dipping, which I absolutely love. I had so many comments, you know, in the first couple of months of 2024, saying how brave I was, how courageous I was, how other people wouldn't do that. They couldn't go into an ice bath. And so many people saying, you know, oh, you're so courageous, Nick. And that's wonderful. It didn't feel like courage to me, because it's something that I really wanted to do. And that's my point, because sometimes what we perceive as courageous is what we perceive from another perspective, another person's experience. We see what someone else is doing and we see that as courageous without actually reflecting on the things that we have done. And most of us are far, far, far more courageous than we actually realize. Imagine or reflect perhaps on those times that you've had within your life where you have gotten up and you have faced the world when everything within you simply wanted to hide under the duvet and never peek out from underneath it again. That is actually courage. That ability to get up, that ability to face the day, that ability to do what you need to do when you are in a place where everything is screaming at you to hide, to shut down. Carrying on in those circumstances is courageous. And I want you to really take a moment. In fact, I invite you to pause right now and to take a moment to really reflect on every time you have gotten up when you have fallen down. Every single time you have carried on when all you wanted to do was stop. All you wanted to do was quit. And yet you have found the grit, you have found the determination to actually carry on. And some of you listening might say, well, actually, I didn't have any choice. But actually, we do. We always have choice. And whether that is a choice that you recognize making, or whether it is a choice that you think you had no control over, the fact that you did get up, the fact that you did carry on, the fact that you did move forward, that is really courageous. And so I'd like you, if you haven't already, just to pause for a minute and reflect on every single time that you have been courageous. You have shown courage. Okay, so hopefully, as you have sat for a few minutes, however long it was, and you've just reflected, you have recognized that courage and being courageous is actually part of who you are. And there's a difference sometimes between being consciously courageous and being sort of unconsciously courageous. So that sense that I said before, where, you know, perhaps you felt you haven't had any choice, but you have still, you've done what you needed to do, even though you were scared, even though you didn't want to show up, even though you didn't want to get up. And the thing is, if you can be courageous in one area, you can be courageous in another area. And being courageous isn't just doing the big things. Being courageous is also doing the small things. Being courageous is also challenging yourself. It isn't always facing, you know, a scary situation and meeting it head on and moving through it. Sometimes being courageous is actually facing yourself and taking the opportunity to meet a challenge within yourself. If you can know, recognize that you are courageous, and then actively choose to be a little bit more courageous, so allowing it to be a conscious choice rather than perhaps a subconscious or an unconscious reaction that you feel that you don't have any control over. If you can actually take that forward as a conscious choice to be more courageous, to really experience life outside of what feels comfortable for you, then you will be directly allowing soul to be more fully present within you, because you will be telling it that you will take the growth path. You'll be telling it that you can be courageous, that you can move out of what necessarily is the safest option into the option that, or the path or the opportunity that actually offers a greater level of experience, a deeper experience, and a greater level of growth. And so when you have that resonance within you that says, I can do this, I can be courageous. I can find a way to do that. And even though I'm hesitant and even though I'm a little bit scared, I can do it. I can find a way. You are directly allowing soul to say to you, okay, let's lead though. Let's lead in the way that's going to make a difference. I know that Nick is courageous. I know that if I give her the direction, the guidance, she will take that step. So your ability to lean into courage, your ability to hold that sense of bravery within you will directly allow soul to give you that step, that guidance, that nudge in the right direction. And yes, it will take you outside of your comfort zone, but it will be a step in the right direction. And then when you come back to that experience of joy and you come back to really leaning into being in joy, experiencing joy, allowing a more joyous or more joyful state more often, then what you'll actually have to support you and to validate that soul alignment is a tangible experience. You will have a more tangible experience because as you are radiating that energy of joy, soul will be directly expanding through that. So its energy will be resonating through you and you will experience a sense of tangibility in that intuitive way. You'll feel that ripple of energy from soul and that will inspire confidence and that will inspire the certainty that the courageous step that you're taking is the right step. So if you do nothing else today, do take a moment and really recognize how courageous you actually already are. And don't associate courage with the big things that perhaps you see other people do. Really recognize courage as the small things that you do. And sometimes it's the small things that you do every single day that keep you moving forward, that keep you being here, that keep you living life, that keep you participating, that keep you engaging with the journey that you are. Wishing you much love. Thank you so much for being here and enjoy being soul confident.